views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Sisters Talk Radio explores our feminine power through headline topics and what women are talking about. Here are your hosts, Mona and Savitri.
Welcome, welcome. Happy holidays to all of you sisters out there. This is Mona, and on the line I have...
Savitri. Welcome, everyone, and happy, happy holidays.
Thank you. Great, Savitri. Great to have you with us on the show, as usual. And we are going to have a part two today. We had a very interesting show 2 weeks ago where we were focusing on the heartless men and what to do about them. And I'm sure as sisters, we've all known someone, some man in our lives that has felt hard to us. And we are here today to find out how we can change that pattern and improve our relationships. And with us today, we have our very, very special friend and sister, Mana Iluna, who was with us on the show 2 weeks ago. Welcome, Mana.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Great. And for all of you listening, Mana is a spiritual coach, not a life coach, but a spiritual coach to help people make that transition from their head to their heart much easier, which is what makes relationships much more smoothly. And Mana has been a counselor for over 30 years. And by the way, Mana is 77 years old, and this woman has some serious experience behind her, as well as being a mother and a mother of sons. So with that, we want to start this segment talking about mothers, because that's an integral part of what shapes the men in our lives. And so I want to open the conversation with mothers. And I'm going to put this out there in Savitri or Mana. How do women need to be different? How do mothers need to be different going forward to raise emotionally healthy men?
Oh, I'd love to talk about that. This is Mana. As I raised my sons and my daughter, I had two sons and a daughter, I was not the greatest role model as far as being a wife. And what the children do is watch their parents, and they usually mimic their parents and their relationships off in the future. So I was part of the traditional married woman at the time who took second fiddle to almost in every way to their husband, who made all the decisions. I relied on him for so many things, where I should have stepped up to the plate and made myself known and gotten to know myself better in the process. That's what happens when people give up their power to another in a relationship, is that they really don't know who they are. They don't have someone to brush up against to find out who they are in relation to all different aspects of raising children and just general life.
Beautiful. Savitri?
Well, I feel the most important thing a mother can teach her children, whether they be male or female, is to remember who they are, to remind them about spirit. We have to make the spiritual path a mandatory aspect of our lives. As we became more mental, we began to forget that we had a spirit. And that's what I felt caused a lot of our problems. And the spirit is our loving part of ourselves. The spirit is the part that reminds us that we are love, that we have immense possibility, and that we are here to care and share. And if the parent, especially the mother's job is to bring these concepts into the household for the children, and to talk about it on a daily basis, to bring up those spiritual aspects on a daily basis so it doesn't sound odd or weird or separate. It should not just be brought up once a week, but every single day as to who the spirit is, and to remind the children at all times that is who they are. And unfortunately, the masculine energy in our culture has mentalized who we are, and then we have just ended up acting roles of mother does this and father does this, and the heart gets completely left out of the situation, and love gets completely left out.
And what do you, I'm going to put this to Mana. Mana, when you have a counseling client that comes that has an issue with a relationship with their man, and they obviously started off with a complaint, what do you generally, how do you generally get them back on track?
Well, they have to want to be back on track, first of all. You know, I always tell people who are prospective clients that they really need to want to change. When they come to see me, it's all about change. Whatever you've been doing has not worked that brought you to this place where you're seeking help. And so it's up to us to find, to connect our intuitive selves and find out where things need to change in one's life. How and in what way they have been doing things that haven't been working for them, that they've shut down in certain ways, cut out their intuitive selves in order to fill some role of the mind that has been created.
And of these people, how many of them, what would you say is the percentage that are willing to change?
Well, I have a select group of clients because I make that really clear that change is all about what we do here. And so most of the people who come to see me really, really do want to change, and they're ready to change. Ah. And I do my best to help them and change in ways that are really exciting and joyful rather than difficult and problematic.
And do you find that the mothers or the women are responsive in general?
The mothers of the, I'm not sure what you mean.
The mothers, or let's say the women that come to you, are they responsive to this change?
Oh,
or the
absolutely.
Suggestion of change?
Oh, absolutely. Most, in almost all cases, they really are. They see the need for change. That's why that's why they come to see me. They know that change is valuable. They're just not sure exactly how to go about it or even what exactly they need to change or how to do it.
So if they have the incentive to change or they want to change, they know there's a problem, but they keep running into roadblocks, you know, they try new things and it doesn't happen or it's there's resistance, what is that all about?
Well, it depends on whose resistance. It may be their own resistance, and that happens. Sometimes they feel like they're ready for change, and then when it comes to actually doing it, it sometimes is a little bit more tricky to put it into action.
It's
and,
true.
And they also have someone who is that they're changing with, and so whenever one person changes in a relationship, it absolutely demands change from others around them.
So and that, go ahead.
It's just a process. It's just a process. And everybody who really cares about themselves from their intuitive self to their role in their life, they must become much more focused on who they really are from their heart, from their intuitive self.
And Savitri, I want to introduce this concept to our listening audience about energetic cording, mm-hmm. which is part of the thing that makes it difficult to make the change. Can you explain that before we go to the break?
Yes, energetic cording really is quite a fascinating concept that I discovered when I was in deep meditation when I was in my 20s. And to help explain how this works is that the physical form is just this machinery. And this machinery needs to be plugged into something. And so your soul is the energy that comes into the machinery and is plugged into the Creator, unlimited source, what we call light or spirit. And so when your soul enters the body, it is designed to fill up the body with all the energy that you need to live a beautiful, happy, joyful life. And the soul, how do you know your soul is showing up? You feel happy, you feel joyful, and most importantly, you feel love. That's how you know you are properly plugged in to unlimited source, the unlimited energy of life. When you are not living a spiritual-minded life, you're living too mental, living in the belief of separateness, then you actually squeeze your soul out of your body. A portion, of course, has to be there, otherwise you would not be alive. We have to understand our soul and the Creator that creates our soul gives the body the life energy, makes it alive. The difference between a dead body and a live body: a dead body has no soul in it, no spiritual energy, light beam in it, and a live body has a ray of spiritual light, energy, unlimited energy that keeps the body alive. Now, of course, we get energy from eating and drinking and so forth, but without the soul, you couldn't eat or drink. Okay, so those are just those extra energy you get on a daily basis. But the main energy is your soul, and that main energy reveals itself through the feeling of love, joy, happiness, connectedness, caring, sharing, your conscience. These are all symptoms of our soul flowing happily and beautifully unobstructed through the body. Now, we create a society where we're very, very mental, and we tend to deny the soul on a daily basis. Maybe only once a week we'll remember our soul on a Sunday. Or some of us even deny the soul exists and call ourselves atheists and agnostics. And or else we'll just get very, very mental and busy in our day-to-day life and don't think thinking about the soul is a big deal. But yet the soul is giving you energy to live. So it's an immense disrespectful process when we're not honoring and thanking our incredible soul for flowing through this body. It's basically the body is honoring and thanking the soul for being given an opportunity to live. And the soul is gratitude for living in a body.
Well, let's continue this conversation on courting right after we take this break, and we'll hear more from Savitri and Mona and Mana, and you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, There's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the aromatherapy spray collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio and a very, very interesting show today. We're talking about heartless men, what to do about them. And today, Savitri is with us. Welcome, Savitri.
Thanks.
And we have also our friend and sister, Mana E. Luna, who is a spiritual coach. Mana has been with us on the show before. She's 77 years old, and she's been a counselor for over 30 years. So she's got some really, really good experience behind her. And right before the break, Savitri, you were talking about this courting, which I know a lot of listeners have probably never, ever heard of, but it's the thing that prevents people from being able to make change. Mm-hmm. So, Savitri, if you could recap again what courting is, and we can go into more detail of what that looks like in a relationship.
Yeah, I think the concept of courting, I think, is the most profound thing I have ever discovered in my own meditations, and it's amazing how many people have absolutely no idea. Even spiritual teachers and spiritual guides, they have absolutely no idea this concept even exists, and yet this is the whole problem of the pain and suffering of our human race. It is quite simply the whole problem. And again, I'll recap what courting is. Now, imagine the human form as an appliance. Now, this appliance, just like any appliance, cannot live, cannot do what it's meant to do without some energy flowing through it. The energy that your what we call soul that enters the body and gives life to the body is extremely important to nurture in order to stay alive. And it just so happens that when your soul enters the body, in order for the body to know the soul is living in it, besides, of course, your breath and heartbeat, you have feelings. And those feelings are love and kindness and joy and your conscience and caring and sharing and so forth. These are the beautiful feelings that are a flow through the body automatically when the soul is flowing happily and peacefully through the body, and therefore the body gets energized. Okay, when you are too mental, it begins to block your soul's presence in your body. Of course, if you block it too much, then you die. Okay, because the body cannot exist without the soul. The appliance can't work without the soul. Now, when we get very too mental and we don't honor the spirit of the soul, the spirit, and we don't honor the process of how to keep our spirit flowing joyfully in our body by with positive thoughts and feeling those positive feelings consistently and nourishing our body with healthy foods and taking care of our body with respect and kindness, if we don't do these basic ways of keeping the body healthy and alive by keeping our soul flowing, then the body goes, okay, I can't work efficiently without energy. There's only so much I can get from food and water, but I'm feeling these unhappy feelings. As soon as you feel negative and unhappy feelings, the body is shutting down. The body is not getting the energy it needs to live. In other words, the appliance is complaining, I don't have enough energy to live my purpose. Okay? So what the body does is it begins to take, almost like create plugs, cords. It's literally our cords. They're energetic cords that come out of the body, especially in the pelvis area. That's what you call them, the lower chakras. They're actually these energetic cords that come from the physical body, and enter other people. It actually looks like a cord with a plug. I mean, it really looks like that. We plug into other people, and people will use that phrase, you know, the person plugged into me. And what happens is what they're doing is they're taking some of your life force. They're taking some of your energy. Now, how this happens, we tend to do this with people that we so-called love or care a lot with. So in a sense, we sort of hire each other that I couldn't get as much energy for my living my life. So I'm going to love you, and when you, as you're loving me, you share some of your love with me, and we're going to plug into one another. This is what causes leaning on one another. This is what causes the feeling of I can't live without the other person. Of course you can't live without the other person because you plugged into them. You don't have enough of your own soul flowing through your body, so you are actually plugging into your loved one, okay? And what happens is, that, of course, that loved one is also somewhat plugging into you. And you'll always notice in some relationships, in most relationships, one person is cording in more to the other person. Okay, so you'll have one person who's really leaning on the other one, and one person, the stronger one in the family. Okay.
So one, if you have a, go ahead. I was going to say, if you're in a relationship and you're with a very dominant man, mm-hmm. that typical scenario is the man plugging into the woman, or is the woman more so than the woman than the man?
Yes, the man is actually plugging in. You know, these heartless men look very powerful. But they're heartless because not enough of their own soul is flowing through their body. They're very mental men. They're very needy men. And so they're heartless means not enough of their soul is flowing through their body. So therefore, they have to find a woman who is meek and weak but is more loving. She's usually a much more loving person. Okay? So then they go, I like this loving woman. I can also manipulate her because she's not owning her love power. I will plug into her. I will look like the strong, macho man that will take care of her. But actually, the man is taking energy from the woman. And bit by bit, the woman's energy begins to deplete. And she becomes resentful, and she becomes angry, and she becomes tired, and she becomes sickly.
But the woman has to want to change that.
Sorry?
The woman has to want to change that dynamic in order to get her soul back.
That is only way. That is the only way. The woman has to make the change first. I mean, usually, of course, if the man suddenly wakes up and goes, oh, my God, what am I doing to my woman? That's ideal. But usually it's the woman because she's suffering physically. She's exhausted because of this macho man making her tired, and she's feeling manipulated and used. Then usually some part of her says, what's going on? I can't take this marriage anymore. I'm feeling wiped out in this marriage. And so she starts finding out that's how I started here. I said, what's going on in this relationship? And then bit by bit, I began to realize I have to own my body. I have to allow my soul energy is meant to first energize my physical form. And then whatever extra I have, I will share with my loved one. So as I began to take time out to own my spirit, to nurture my body and take care of my body, and to have more positive thoughts and more positive feelings, as I started to own my energy flow, then I found that in our relationship with my spouse, I could now own my energy field and only give from the extra that I had. Now that required that my husband had to then grow and own his own power.
Mana, were you going to say something?
That requires a lot of work, because a lot of what normally happens, people just get divorced.
That's what I did. That's exactly what I did, because I had no clue that he was taking my energy like that.
Exactly.
And I wasn't sure I was taking some of his, but I was completely drained of energy over time. It was truly, as you talk, it just brings it all back once again. It's like, oh my gosh, I allowed him to take all my energy so that I started to become ill and had all sorts of physical problems, et cetera, et cetera. It's just so powerfully true.
Mm-hmm. So, Mana, your business is actually just based on helping people uncord their relationship. That's really what a spiritual coach does, right?
They do certainly do that, and other things as well. It's not always about just relationships. Some people want to enhance their lives, and they simply want to know how to make their lives better, in what way they can improve every aspect of their life. And so they'll come to me and I will teach them the wonderful tools that Savitri taught me.
And we are going to post your contact information on the website. So if you are interested in talking to Mana, it doesn't matter where you are in the United States, you can call her and do it by phone. And so I'll put her email address on the website. And again, so you can contact her. And right before, we've got a few minutes before the break, but I wanted to go back to these symptoms of courting. And one of the ways this, I see it start so commonly is, you know, boy meets girl, girl meets boy, and all of a sudden they're obsessed with each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nobody else exists except that obsession. Mm-hmm. Is that, isn't that a cord that happens right away, Savitri? And we've got just about 2 minutes before the break.
Sexuality is a big part of courting. That's why there was a time where people had a courtship time, where they got to know each other, where they got to spend time to open their hearts and allow their souls to flow more through their bodies and became friends first. That courtship is extremely important in a relationship. When you don't have that courtship and you meet, and you, soon after you meet each other, you go into sexuality, you are actually courting with each other. And that's why a lot of people do this major sexuality thing and they think, oh, I'm madly in love with this person. I feel so alive with this person. And then slowly, bit by bit, they're with that person 2, 3, 4 years and suddenly they go, it's not the same anymore. I feel tired now with this person. This person bores me. You know, that's courting. Real love will not say that. Real love will go, I still feel, I love this person. This person is just an amazing being. You don't feel tired or energized. You just feel balanced. Whenever you feel tired or energized with your loved one, there's courting going on.
Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation on the symptoms of courting, and you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri, and we'll be right back.
This is news from 1230 WBLQ Westerly Stonington.
This is Chris DiPaolo reporting from the WBLQ newsroom and streaming worldwide on the internet at WBLQ.net. Here's what's happening on this Friday evening, December 14th, 2012. In our ongoing coverage of the Newtown, Connecticut shooting, an elementary school there today left the gunman dead and at least one teacher wounded and sent frightened pupils into the parking lot. Police said there are multiple shooting victims, and some of them are children, according to the Hartford Courant. Spokesperson from the Connecticut State Police, J. Paul Vance.
There were several fatalities at the scene, both students and staff. There is no information relative to that. It is being released at this time until we've made complete and proper notification. The shooter is deceased inside the building. There's a great deal of work that is undertaken immediately upon locating the shooter, and that is there's a great deal of search warrant activity, there's a great deal of law enforcement activity both in and out of state to ensure that we cover all the bases relative to that specific individual.
The shooter was killed and apparently had two guns, a person with knowledge of the shooting said. The person spoke on condition of anonymity because the investigation was still underway. It wasn't clear how many people were injured at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown. A dispatcher at the Newtown Volunteer Ambulance Corps said a teacher had been shot in the foot and taken to Danbury Hospital. We will continue to follow this news story as details become available. This is Chris DiPaolo reporting from the WBLQ newsroom and streaming worldwide on the internet at WBLQ.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome. You're back listening to Sisters Talk Radio on this beautiful Friday in Seattle. And I'm Mona and Savitri. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Great. And we also have our sister and friend, Mana Iluna, who is a spiritual coach. And the three of us have been talking about this concept of courting. And what? And on this segment, we want to talk about what those cords look like in everyday life in a relationship. Mm-hmm. So, Savitri, right before the break, you were talking about describing how we can be obsessed with someone when we first meet them, a new relationship starts, and oh, I can't live without him, and I want to be with him every single second, and oh my gosh, he doesn't love me if I'm not with him. That's actually a physical cord.
Those are all wording for this cording system. Like when you say, I miss the person. You know, my husband and I just, we thought we had this ideal marriage for the first 4 years of our marriage, and we were just courting with each other. We would say, oh my God, I can't live without you. He traveled a lot, and he missed me immensely, and I missed him immensely, and he'd be calling me all the time, and I'd sit around waiting for his calls, and I would wait all weekend long for when is he going to come home, and he'd be waiting for me. If I went out shopping, he'd be concerned if I wasn't home in 2-3 hours. He couldn't get a hold of me, and we thought, oh my God, we love each other so much. As I started to get sicker and sicker and weaker and weaker, and finally my soul started coming into my life and started guiding me, and my soul said, you guys are courting. This is not love. This is courting. And I thought, but that doesn't make sense. This is what people do. We're romantic. We can't live without each other. We need each other. My soul said, absolutely not. You see what's happening to your physical form. You're both getting tired. You're both getting weak. And I especially was, because I was giving more of my energy field to him because he traveled a lot. And when he came home, he needed more of my energy because he was giving and giving to other people. And it was making me physically very, very ill. And we had to restructure our whole way of change our marriage, our whole marriage completely. It has taken many, many years to do this, because this is what we were both taught love was. And I watched my parents and my sister's relationship and my grandparents' relationship, and they were all courting. All this drama and pain and suffering and not getting along and can't live without each other and all that stuff that I saw on all these marriages around me was all courting.
Like that person demands that you have to be there at a certain time. Exactly. At the house when they're there. I mean, it's just a terrible feeling. And I had this visual that, you know, we're all walking around looking like the backs of our computers, where you have just this mess of cords. You can't get them straight no matter what, your printer, your fax machine. We're just a mess of electrical cords, but just energetically.
Exactly. It's amazing that there are thousands of cords coming out of our body to other people, to other lifetimes, to other places. It's according is what creates karma. And those of you who've heard what karma is a repetition of the same stories again and again that we repeat as ego beings, where we don't believe that we are unlimited source of love, light, energy, and wisdom. And so when we don't believe that and nurture our spirit in our body, the body does this as a survival mechanism. That's why it's really doing it, because the body is saying, I just don't have enough energy to make this appliance work. So I have to plug into the closest energy source that will help me to live. It's a survival mechanism. Okay, so anytime you're courting, you are living in survival. You are not really alive. So if you, this is what causes illnesses. This is what causes disease. This is what causes depression. This is what causes all those accidents and suffering and drama in our families. It's courting.
And jealousy. Salvatore, would you talk about jealousy?
Yeah, jealousy. And possessiveness.
Those are all symptoms of courting. Possessiveness, jealousy, wanting other people, needing to be around other people. Those are all concepts of all emotions of courting. As I said, mentioned earlier, the emotions of when you're not courting and when you are having unlimited energy from your soul is love, joy, happiness, peace, positive thoughts, plenty of energy. You don't need your cup of coffee. You have plenty of your soul flowing through you. That's a non-courted person. A courted person is tired or energized. Extremes will be in that person's body. They will always have some form of negative thought. They'll always have a bunch of negative feelings. They will always have this need for somebody else, or else there'll be a repulsion for people. Now, you go through in the beginning, you may constantly need people, and then suddenly body is going, I'm feeling that the energy is not good enough. It's like low vibration energy. If you've courted into people that are very low energy, then you will start picking up their feelings, and slowly, bit by bit, you'll have an aversion to that person. And so you may find yourself not wanting to be around anybody. That's actually a healthy symptom. It's not bad. It's actually a good. That's what I did. That means your body is trying to go, wait a minute, this energy is not good enough from these people. I need something else. That's when you begin the spiritual path. And that's when you finally allow your soul to energize your body instead of other people. And then you can finally go back to really loving yourself and other people from the pure place. We really love out of need and hunger for energy. We really don't purely love from real love.
You know, people, I wanted to ask this, you know, since texting is so popular, I suppose, depending on how it's used, if you're constantly texting with one person, yeah, it's courting, isn't it?
Texting is courting with everybody. The fact that you can't put that phone down and you just have this urge to constantly keep on texting, you're courting. When you're on the computer all the time, constantly talking to people, you're courting.
Fascinating.
You
fascinating.
See how crazy people get when suddenly their computer's not working and they can't connect with other people, and their phone's not working and they can't connect. They go crazy. It's fascinating
yes.
to watch people. Oh my God! My God! My God! My God! You know, it's like they lost their definition of who they are.
Oh, that's
cords. These cords can go through millions of miles. This is all on an energetic level.
It's not, you don't have to be in the same house to have a cord. You can be, you know, it'd be somewhere, you know, all the way around the world, and you've got a cord that's just as powerful as if you were married to him.
Exactly.
It's just a fascinating concept. And Mana,
go ahead. And yet there's a place for cords, and that is with your young children. Perhaps you would want to talk about that, Savitri.
Yeah, the first 12 years of a child's life, the mother's job, both parents would be ideal, but definitely the mother's job is to allow her child to cord into her, allow her child to lean on her, allow her child to turn to her body for energy, because the first 12 years, the appliance is not reached its full potential. In other words, the soul cannot fully bring all its energy, high voltage energy, into the physical form. The body is not strong enough to hold the force of the divine, the force of spirit. It can hold some of it, of course, because you could not be able to live without your soul. But it's like different voltages. And so the higher voltage where the wisdom comes and your life's purpose comes to you and now you can live on your own and create on your own, that starts to kick in around the age of 12. That's why the teenage years become very difficult for the child, because it's now the child's time to start to uncord from the parent, uncord from the mother especially, now learning how do I energize my own body on my own? How do I bring more of my soul into my body on my own? So the mother's job for the first 12 years is to definitely allow the child to cord and support the child with love and caring and making the child feel safe until enough of the soul flows through on the 12th birthday. And then, of course, ideally we are supposed to support our children during the teenage years to teach them how to welcome their own soul into their body. And we don't teach that enough. And the teenage years, that's why they tend to be very dramatic, is when the child does not want to deal with the soul, does not want to think about the soul, is too busy focusing on building their ego instead. They're too busy focusing on how pretty they look or how handsome they are, or, you know, they're building the part of them that is not the true part. And that's where the teenagers get very, very confusing and get very dramatic and very painful and very depressing. But if we could somehow reach the teenage kids and teach them how to welcome their soul into their body, therefore energize the body with unlimited light. And remember, light or soul energy is love. It feels, how you know it's flowing abundantly is when you start feeling love for life, when you start feeling love for your body, when you start feeling love for being alive. That's when you know your soul is really flowing through you. And that's why by the time we reach in our 20s and 30s, we burn out and we suddenly go, "If there's more to life, there has to be more to life." Yeah, more to life is your own soul. And that's why when you're in your 20s and 30s, something powerfully known as your soul calls you, usually through some illness or through some depression. Suddenly you go, "I can't take this anymore. There has to be a different way of living my life." And that's when you eventually start going on the spiritual path.
So people can get bored with their cords.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can get bored.
It's some strange. I am so tired of recreating the exact same type of relationship, whether it be with that same person or with a different person. It gets old.
Yeah.
There's got to be a different way to relate to people.
Mm-hmm. And if only parents would begin to talk to their children about their soul early in life, so it wouldn't be at age 12 suddenly a sudden transition.
Exactly.
If they could only teach them about their own light and show them where that light is in their body, and to begin to really help them to welcome more and more of their soul increasingly into their body, as we're all supposed to do. It's just we have things so backwards.
Well, you know, it's not just the mother or parent.
We're going to have to take
child.
A break.
Oh, is there a break now?
Yeah, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I want to continue this conversation and then also tell them about your upcoming workshop. So you're listening to Sisters Talk Radio, and we'll be right back after this break.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new Memory Power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome, welcome back to Sisters Talk Radio, to our last segment. This show goes by so fast. Savitri, right before the break, you were making a point about courting and Mana, and I also wanted to cover in this segment, how do you start a relationship properly?
Well, one thing I did want to bring up first before we go into that is about mother and parents. Just as when the child turns 12 years old, that's when the soul wants to descend into the child, and that begins the teenage years, where the child has to now be taught how to welcome the soul in the body. The other thing is, the reason why the teenage years can be very difficult between parent and child is because parents tend to court into their children. When a parent feels unloved and feels uncared for, and then many parents have children because they don't know how to love themselves. They're wanting to love somebody else. A lot of parents literally are saying, I just have to have a child, I just have to have a child so I can have someone to love. Okay? You want to have a child because you want to increase the love vibration in your family, but most of the time it's because people are lonely and are yearning to, it's like they don't know how to bring love for themselves, but they need someone else to bring the love out of them. And so the teenage years become very difficult for parent and child when there's this court system going on. So parents tend to court into their kids, and kids will court into their children. A parent has to begin to uncourt from their children and give them freedom and to start discovering who they are, and then to teach them that you're to discover that you are this amazing light being and not this ego being. That's how a parent has to help the child through the teenage years.
So, let's go back. How can you start a relationship properly so that you don't, I'm sure it's a challenge in the beginning to not have any cords, but how can people get started off on the right foot so that these dynamics don't get unbalanced so quickly?
Right. Well, the first thing is, those of you who are single, spend that time getting to know the true you. When you are constantly looking for your mate, you are looking for someone to court into. When you're constantly struggling with, how do I find that man? How do I find that girl? I need that perfect man. I need that perfect girl. Or if you're constantly dating all the time because you just have to have the sex, or you have to have that friendship, or you can't be alone with yourself, you are in a courting state. So if you're single, spend time saying, that's it. I've had it. I've got to get to know me. I've got to welcome my soul into my body. I've got to start doing meditation. I've got to start respecting this body, taking care of this body. And I have a marvelous workshop that begins this process for you. That is in March, isn't it, Mona?
Yes, March 23rd and 24th of 2013, Saturday and a Sunday.
It's called March 23rd and 24th, 2013. It's called welcoming your soul into your body, the relationship with yourself. That's the most important thing. When you have a solid relationship with yourself, then you'll attract someone who will also have a solid relationship with themselves. So when you first meet each other, you won't be hungering to have sex with each other or to get excited and turned on with each other and get all this passion. Passion is not love. Passion is the lower chakras going into courting. Literally, passion is courting. Okay? That's why that courtship time, like I mentioned earlier, that courtship time is so essential to get to know each other, to get to know who is this person inside this body. It's not about getting turned on and sexually compatible. It's about Are our hearts compatible? Are our life stories compatible? Are our thoughts and feelings compatible? Are our purpose together compatible? Are our dreams compatible? Most
and
people
do we
not
feel
allow
like,
that process to happen.
And do we feel like friends?
Yes, friendship. The courting time is a friendship time.
Right.
Exactly. And once you develop that strong friendship, then you know this is someone you can walk through life with, hand in hand and heart to heart, and not pelvis to pelvis, which is how a lot of people are now living their relationships, and that's why there's such a high divorce rate.
Absolutely. People who take time to really talk about from the very depths of their heart what's important to them, to share who they are, to share their past life experiences and how they've changed and why they've changed and really get to know each other from a very deep place.
Exactly.
There's so many superficial relationships that they call themselves in love because they're in lust, but they haven't learned that it's just lust and it will go away.
Mm-hmm.
The friendships will last. And the love will last.
Well, in friendship, there's respect.
Absolutely.
And in what we call love, there is very little respect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after I started discovering this courting thing in me, I couldn't stand hearing love songs anymore. I couldn't stand hearing these classic poetry about love anymore. I realized, oh my God, it's all courting. All these classic poems and these songs that we're singing all the time are all about courting. It's not about real love.
You know, you could help your families, those of you that are listening, and burn a copy of this show and put them in the stockings, the Christmas stockings. If you're having a challenge with a relationship, which we all do somewhere, you know what? Listen to it again yourself and share this show with your friends, families, your circles of influence, and watch and see what kind of conversations it will bring up. Guaranteed, you'll find out the ones that want to change. And if you do need the help with change, then we've got resources for you.
Mm-hmm. Mana
Iluna. Mana Iluna. I'm telling you, Mana is fantastic. Fantastic, and would be well worth the call to spend some time with her, and also Savitri's workshop. Both Mana and I have been through that workshop, and it is nothing short of amazing, and it isn't information you've heard any other place.
Oh, nowhere else. I have not
nowhere else.
Anyone who talks about what I talk about, and I've spoken to lots of healers. They may just mention the word, yeah, that's cord, and I ask them, what are you talking about? And they go, I don't know, we just heard about cords. No one has really, really talked about it and worked with it for years and years the way I have. And changed relationships with it, brought my health back, healed my body in so many ways, mentally, emotionally, and physically. I've really worked with this courting thing. I've got amazing, simple
yes.
techniques that you can use daily, many, many times through the day, because we court with salespeople. That's why we don't like salespeople, because they try to court into us. Anyone who tries to manipulate you, use you, convince you that they're right, is courting with you. And there are wonderful techniques to help you to not be in that situation.
So if you're in a relationship or if you have a counseling relationship or you're trying to get help and you're not feeling like you're progressing, this is your next step. There is a next step, and give it a try. Come give it a try. There's still a little bit of room left in Savitri's workshop, but they always sell out. So, and if they do sell out, then we have Mana.
Yeah. And you know, this is why we have heartless men. Heartless men are men who cord the most. Heartless men are cording the most because they're needing the spirit energy or energy to get their body to be alive. And then they marry very or are around very loving women because the loving woman says, oh, yeah, I'll give you all the energy you want. And then eventually she can't take it anymore because he's heartless. He's really yearning for someone to teach him how to love again.
It's critical that the women wake up.
The woman's job is to wake up, learn what real love is, become powerful and strong on her own, allow her own soul to flow through her, and then she'll be able to teach the heartless man how to discover his own soul.
There is hope.
People can stay together even as they do that, as you have done, Savitri.
Mm-hmm. Well, not that my husband is heartless, but we had different relationships and different ways of interacting that were not the best for both of us. But I have seen other men who really are heartless. Luckily, my husband was still on the spiritual path.
So, but well, we're running out of time.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk more.
I know. We're running out of time. And again, listen to this show. I'll have it archived up in about an hour. And all the contact information will be on our website. So thank you for listening to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. And thank you, Mana, for being here. And we will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters Talk Radio with Mona and Savitri. Listen live each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Mona and Savitri, visit SistersTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.